Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Kathy's with us. Kathy in Ohio. And Kathy brings to you the finest in domestic engineering and survival economics. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince. How are things on the farm?
Well, I connected a couple minutes early, and I asked Jason if I get a prize for connecting a couple minutes early rather than like right at the last second. And that's because I was able to get the farm chores done, you know, a couple minutes early today. So, you know, before class, I'm running around the farm doing all kinds of things, taking care of the animals. And today we decided to let our newest chickens out. You know what you do when you get new chickens? I'm not talking about chicks. I'm talking about, like 7, 8, 9 month old chickens. So these hens are cream leg bar, and they lay green eggs. And so we put them in with our Rhode Island Reds. And they spent a week getting to know each other, and we let them out for the first time. And it's delightful watching new chickens, you know, leave the chicken coop or the hen house and walk around and say, wow, this is nice grass. There's some cats and dogs, and they're not bothering us. And it's really kind of a wonderful experience to this farm life. It really is. Those are some of the joys that we have that you don't find that in the cities. You know, there are no honking horns here. Kathy, I wouldn't trade the way we live, would you?
No, Vince. No. I mean, if I had to, if that was my only option, I would. But I would try everything I could to stay out in the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just did a quick check on the price of powdered milk. And I would say within the last 12 to 18 months, it has increased about 32%. And I was telling Jason as I connected a little bit early this morning, I wanted to mention to our class that this cow thing, the hay, the drought, the sun, the lack of, you know, the lack of grass is forcing what I defined yesterday as herd disbursements, which means that farmers are giving up. Their small family farms are saying, that's it, I can't do it anymore. I don't have enough water. I don't have enough grass. I can't afford the hay. The hay price is 3x or more. It's not economical to keep cows. So they're throwing up their hands, and they're selling their entire herds. Well, what does that mean for milk? If cattle farmers, beef farmers, like the Fennellis, are having trouble raising beef, so are the dairy farmers. And that means milk products. Milk products will go up in price. There's no question about it. So that would be powdered milk, liquid milk, cheese, cottage cheese, ricotta, yogurt. The list is pretty long. And milk products are used in a lot of the food we eat, like milk chocolate. Seriously. So some people like milk with her coffee. In my case, I've taken a bag at a time, a sealed plastic bag of large bag of powdered milk, and I decant it, if you will, into used spaghetti sauce jars, and I pack it in as tightly as I can to get as much air out. And then daily, I will take that spaghetti sauce jar and pour a little bit of that powdered milk into a USA Prepares black coffee mug, and I will then pour in fresh coffee, hot coffee, and that's how I like coffee. And the price of that powdered milk has gone up, and it's going to continue to go up. As I think, if you look at what's really happening, you will see that we have passed peak. Peak what? Peak everything. Peak electricity, peak oil, peak milk, peak food, peak cars, peak freedom, peak everything. We've passed it. And when you hit the peak, there's only one way to go. And that's down. You go down from the peak. And that's what's happening. And France has just told its people that expect shortages. In so many words, they said the good times are over. Expect a rough winter. Not just France. It's everybody. If you look at the most popular search term in Germany, in Europe, I should say, it's firewood. Why is that? Because people are concerned about being able to heat their homes. It's a pretty serious situation we're in. Because we are used to, if you want it, you just buy it. It's over. It's absolutely over. So, any comments about that, Kathy? Do you think that I've lost my mind?
You know, Vince, yes, I do. And there was an article that I read that in Michigan, an inspector came into a multi-generational dairy farm. They had no problems. They had no reports of any issues. And he came in and said that they had to replace their equipment costing $300,000. And so they sold all their dairy cows. And I don't know I didn't hear the result of whether they're selling the farm, whether, you know, he can't afford to replace that. He doesn't have that kind of money. But to me, it's like, how can someone come in when you're multi-generational and you've been doing it, had no problem, that they don't have any recourse, that they can say, wait a minute here. You know, you're putting these people out of business, but I'm seeing milk shortages at the store. There's times when I go, they might have very little or it's been expired. I've had a few that I've opened and only got halfway through, and I've had to throw it away. It's spoiled. So I don't know if the coolers aren't as cool. And it could have been my fault because there's times when I have been shopping, and I put them in a freezer bag with ice packs, but it could have gotten, you know, warm enough that it didn't last as long. But one of the things, Vince, you talked about milk products. And what I did about a month ago, 2 months ago, somebody had a great sale on cheese. So I probably have 20 packages, and I put them all, even though they have the wrapper on them, if you leave them in there long enough, that seal will eventually let loose and they'll get dry. They typically don't get moldy, but they start to get dry, and unless it's a long time. But I put them in a food saver bag and I dated them. And then I'm rotating my stock because I was just talking to Sharon yesterday about how much cheese has gone up. So then I did the same thing with cream cheese. I bought cream cheese on sale, and because Philadelphia cream cheese, some places it's like $3, maybe more now, for one brick of cream cheese. So I put that in food saver bags, and a lot of times if I'm not going to use the whole brick, I will cut it in half, and then I leave the foil on, and then I just put the other one in the half in the food saver bag, and then I use the other one so that it doesn't get moldy. But, you know, Vince, think about sour cream, like you said, powdered milk. And Augustin Farms, they had a clearance. I believe it's still on. It was yesterday when I checked. They have a lot of their, some of their things on clearance. And you have to check the price because the price changes. But I bought, I think I bought two of the cans of the freeze-dried milk. Now, that will last a long time. So that's going to be something I'm going to use in the future if I need it. But, you know, if you can buy the powdered milk in the canisters or in the bag, I would freeze it. I don't think I'd leave it on my shelf, you know, for 5 years because I don't think it would be that good. But, or put it in jars and vacuum seal. And, you know, Vince, what I'm finding is the price of the lids are so expensive or they're intermittent that I'm starting to rethink canning because even though I prefer to can a lot of things, I'm looking at the fact that there's certain things that I can dehydrate. So instead of canning potatoes, I'm going to start shredding them or cubing them and dehydrating them. And there's good YouTube videos. There's a lady, her show is Her Homestead Skills, and she's got a real short video, like 10 to 12 minutes. It shows you all the basics, shows you how to do both. But if we can't get the supplies, Vince, which is exactly what's happening, it's what you've been talking about. I mean, when they shut down the energy and it costs more to produce, how many people are going to stay in business? You can't stay in business if you can't feed your cows. You know, somebody that can't produce, you know, tires or whatever it is, if it costs them more to produce it, they're going to go out of business. So I don't know when that's going to stop where we just can't open up our energy again and because it's killing the economy, in my opinion, Beth.
Yeah. So did you say I did lose my mind or I did not lose my mind?
No, you did not lose your mind. you know, Beth, it's just frightening because the shortages just keep happening. I just watched a guy today talking about the drought in other countries, and it's affecting, it was affecting coffee, but now there's another drought in Brazil and South America, and it's getting this crop, this year's crop. So you might have to pay a little bit more, but you probably should get enough for another year if you can do it. And I mean, it's not just that, it's rice, it's corn. It's just all over, Vince. It's not just here in our country. And I think it's really going to hit us in the next 6 to 9 months.
We just got a heads up. We buy oil, engine oil, diesel engine oil, and engine oil for gasoline engines for our own use as well as for our automotive shop. And we just got a heads up that the price is going to increase somewhere between 15% and 20% again. So it's not like, you know, once a year or once every couple of years. This is happening like every few months. The price keeps going up. So I just want to let the class know, if you're thinking about buying engine oil, whether it's diesel engine oil, if you can find it, or gasoline engine oil, you might want to consider getting it. Not tomorrow. Today, because the price may go up tomorrow where you are. I'm not kidding. You know, we talked about automatic transmission fluid. That's really become in short supply. Freon has become in short supply. There aren't any discounts anymore. We'll be right back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Professor, there are about 17 states right now in a very serious drought, and have been for a while. We're talking about California, and we're talking about Texas, Missouri, and a lot of states. And these states are the states that grow wheat and vegetables and beef and raise dairy cows. 37% of the farmers have been reported to plan to kill their crops. They've planted them, and there's not enough moisture in the soil. There's not enough rain. There's not enough water to keep them alive. They have withered, and they're just plowing up their fields. They're killing the crops because they, not out of spite, because the crops will not reach maturity. So let me tell you what that means. Let's just give you an analogy. What 37% means. Let's say you were doing something really, really dumb, and you decided to go to McDonald's and to get a quarter pounder. Quarter pounder is 4 ounces. And you go and you order your quarter pounder, and you're expecting what you think your quarter pounder is, and you get a burger that's now 2.5 ounces. That's what a 37% reduction is. Your quarter pounder is now 2.5 ounces. That's what's happening to the food supply. Remember the 1974 Arab oil embargo, where the Arabs decided they were going to reduce the amount of oil that we got? They reduced it by 5%. 5%. And that oil embargo caused a massive, massive reduction in the fuel supply. You could get a few dollars worth of gasoline every other day, depending on your license plate, nationally. Literally, I'm not kidding. So if you had a license plate that had an odd digit, last digit, you could get gasoline on odd days. And there were people patrolling to make sure that you didn't get gasoline on the wrong day. Government officials were allowed to buy as much gas as they wanted, and so were doctors. Everybody else? No. No. So if you were a consumer, you could get gasoline, a small amount, every other day. And the gasoline lines were long, really long, maybe 50 to 100 cars per pump. Some gas stations were saying, you know what? Y'all ought to think about getting a tune-up. This is when cars were tuned up every 10,000 miles. They'd say, you know what? If you get your oil changed, and if we do that for you and change your spark plugs and put a new set of ignition points and a rotor and condenser, which is a capacitor, if we do all and an air clean, if we do all that for you, we're going to have to test drive your vehicle and we'll probably have to fill up your car with gasoline. What they were saying is, if you let us do extra work, we'll bypass the system and put gasoline in your car. You're only supposed to get $3 worth, but we'll fill up your tank. Kathy, do you remember those things, those days?
You know, Vince, I wasn't driving yet. I didn't start driving till 76, I think. So I remember gas being low, but I don't remember what you're... I mean, I remember the embargo, but I wasn't driving, so I didn't have a car.
Mm-hmm.
So I walked. I was working, but I walked to the place because it was really close to where I lived at the time.
Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is that a 5% reduction impacts the market. As a matter of fact, there used to be 70 mile an hour speed limits in the United States, and the federal government said, no, 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 that's it, no more. Because if you travel faster than 55 miles an hour, you're using more fuel than you need to. So they took down the signs that said 60, 65, and 70 on the interstates and replaced them with 55 to save fuel. But, you know, we learned that fuel, there's no shortage of fuel in our future. So the signs went, the 55s got replaced with 60, 65, 70, and some places even higher. So we're wasting fuel. We're just as dumb as a box of rocks. We'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Zelensky said Russian missiles struck a train station and house in eastern Ukraine and killed at least 22 people. President Biden spent another $3 billion Wednesday to support Ukraine's military in the months ahead.
People think that the President of the United States has the power for debt forgiveness. He does not. He can postpone, he can delay, but he does not have that power. That has to be an act of Congress.
Democrat Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi from 1 year ago. And now Democrat President Biden has added another tax to the American people in a time of financial recession. His student loan forgiveness of $10,000 to $20,000 per student is now going to be paid back by you and me. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Spending money like drunken sailors. That's how one Republican describes the White House during a recession.
Wednesday on Fox News, former Trump counselor Kellyanne Conway argued that the Democrats' surprise win in a New York special election wasn't a strong indicator for the midterms. She also provided reaction to Biden's student loan decision.
You don't start spending money like drunken sailors, and that's what Biden's Washington is doing. And by the way, Biden is going to be on the ballot everywhere in November. That's why nobody wants to campaign with him.
From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Many Americans are quite upset they are now responsible to pay back America's student loans in a time of recession. That's what Democrat President Biden did Wednesday with the stroke of a pen, completely bypassing Congress. According to Democrat House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, President Biden does not have the authority for student loan forgiveness.
People think that the President of the United States has the power for debt forgiveness. He does not. He can postpone, he can delay, but he does not have that power. That has to be an act of Congress. And I don't even like to call it forgiveness because that implies a transgression. It's not to be forgiven. Just freeing people from those obligations.
Pelosi from July of 2021. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This can be slight and when you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Thing is, it's unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. It's an outrage that students are going to be forgiven the debt and we get to pay for it. You know, I chose to go to school. And in 1971. And it wasn't free. I worked at an auto parts store. I worked at a sub sandwich shop store. And I worked at Sears Automotive. And when I was at the university, during the time that I was away at the university, I worked as a student marshal for the university, and I got paid for that. Not a lot. But I used that money to pay for my college education. So I worked between 15 and 18 hours a week, every week while I was at the university. And during the vacations, I worked at the auto parts store or at Sears. And during the summers, I worked at the auto parts store or at Sears. I paid my way by working. I think that if someone chooses to go to school, nobody makes you go to school. It's not like the judge says you're going to go to school. You choose to go to school. If you choose to assume that debt, you have assumed that debt. And if someone is dumb enough to take out $150,000 or $250,000 or $300,000 loan to go to law school, that's on them. That's not. Why should we have to pay for that? We shouldn't. It's an outrage. If the federal government plans on doing anything responsible, it's going to figure out how to save the family farm. Not that I want a handout. It's just an impossible situation. It's a life and death situation for everybody. For everybody. Yes, I chose to be a farmer, but I didn't choose and didn't vote for weather manipulation. I didn't vote for that. I don't support it. I abhor that. I didn't vote for the squandering of fuels and blowing up of other countries. I didn't vote for that. I don't support that. I don't endorse that. I don't condone that. But that's what the administration did. Bunch of administrations. They took us down to our knees. We're going down. There's no question about it. Kathy, last night, Mrs. Finelli and our son were out in the dark, and we were on the concrete pad right outside the farmhouse, right by the garage. And it's big enough, and I took several tape measures, and I'm measuring what it would look like with a 35-foot tape measure to figure out how many cattle panels we can weld together to make what size hoop, to make what size shape, to make a greenhouse so that we can survive. Cattle panels are roughly $30 a piece, so you can take, you know, a combination of cattle panels. You can start with three of them, $90 worth of cattle panels, maybe $100-something worth of plastic, and with some ingenuity, you can make a hoop house, a greenhouse. It won't last forever, but at least you'll be able to grow some food. Kathy, are you seeing more people thinking about that, talking about that in your circles? I mean, not everybody would even venture into thinking about that, but are you seeing any of those thoughts? Are you guys thinking about it?
Well, Vince, we're not thinking about it yet. We have talked about it. I think it depends on possibly next year if the weather changes. I'm sure that we have plenty of area that I could put that in. But I am seeing more of them going up around us, and I am seeing some of the greenhouses expand around us. There's some that I've noticed, there's brand new ones that they just expanded onto their land, like they already had them. So I don't know, maybe they figure they need to do that in order to produce, you know, to protect their plants that they're growing. But I'm seeing more and more as I drive out further, you know, out in the country. I'm seeing a few of them going up. But we've had quite a few. I mean, if you drive, you can see a lot of greenhouses. Some of them are like just they look like a mini shed. We have some of those, but I've seen the hoop houses too.
Kathy, I'm looking at electric prices, and there's now information saying that one out of six American homes, one out of six, it's an enormous percentage, are behind on their electric power bills. And with the smart meters, the electric companies can just, at the press of a key or a click of a mouse, shut off your electricity. The people who are behind are, a lot of them, have used electricity for their air conditioning systems because it's so hot. Not everybody is wasting electricity. So one out of six homes is faced with electric power disconnection. It's unbelievable. But that's where we are. So the price of electricity has gone up, and people aren't paying their electric. People are just not paying their electric bills to be mean to the electric company. They're not paying them because they can't. They can't pay them. This administration has a lot of thinking to do, and it's a real tough situation. I'm not saying Joe caused all of it, but he was in the government at the highest levels as a senator for about, you know, between vice president, president, and senator, about half a century. He's part of the problem. He's a huge part of the problem. He knows what went into causing this. He knows because he was part of it. He was part of the demolition of the United States. I don't really want to be political today. But that's the problem. Government doesn't create jobs. Private industry creates jobs. Corporations create jobs. Mom and pops create jobs. The government just pushes us around. You know, taxes are designed to shape behavior. Right? If they don't want you to do something, they tax it. And if they really don't want you to do it, they tax you even more. That's what taxes are all about. The taxes are a way of shaping your behavior. You know, you go to buy a pack of cigarettes in New York City and it's like $10. How's that possible? It's because of taxes, rules, and regulations. That's what these guys do. And California has some new rules about cars. California is banning the sale of new petroleum-powered vehicles. There is a... it's a rule. It's a rule issued by the California California Air Resources Board that's going to require 100% of all new cars sold by the year 2035, which is not that far away, to be free of fossil fuel emissions. Now, in the interim, their target is that 35% of new passenger vehicles sold in the state of California by 2026 produce zero emissions. 35%. That's like one out of three cars in the state of California will produce zero emissions, so they say, by 2026. That's 4 years. Now, by 2030, which is 8 years from now, that's going to be 68% will produce zero emissions. And actually, all of that's a lie. Because every single car produces emissions. Every single one. Even if it doesn't move, to build that car caused air pollution and emissions. Every single vehicle, whether it be electric powered, whether it be made out of wood, with wooden wheels and wooden axles, it still created air pollution by the sawing of the wood, which probably used electricity. Electricity is not clean. It may be relatively clean at the point of use, but it is not clean to produce. It's not clean, even if it's produced by hydroelectric. Because to make a hydroelectric plant, they had to use concrete, which is polluting. They had to use diesel fuel to make the concrete and mix the concrete and pour the concrete and ship the concrete, let alone the steel and the copper. There is no such thing as clean energy. Any energy required the use of fuels of some kind to make it. Some is cleaner than others, but there's no such thing as pure clean energy that I know of. Kathy, I was thinking about something that happened here at the farm. One of the toilet bowl fill valves, you know, the bowl in the back fills up with water. It's filling up really slowly. And I just wanted to tell the class that in the book, in 5-Minute University, there's a lesson about toilet fill valves. And you might want to consider getting one, because what are you going to do if yours breaks and starts running, and the cost of water is getting expensive, right? Or if you have a well, the cost of electricity to run the well is getting expensive, more expensive. Well, there's one that you can buy that will cost $10.99 shipped. And the best one that I've found for the money, the best value, is made by a company called Fluid Master. Fluid Master. And their part number is 400A, 400A. And it's a universal toilet fill valve. It's relatively easy to install. It works great, and it fits almost every toilet. I have three of them here at the farm. Three of them. Kathy, any comments?
Vince, where did you get it at?
Well, I bought them in a three-pack on eBay. And so you can buy them in the retail package, which is a green. It's a tall box, kind of like a tall milk carton, you know, when they made them out of paper. It's like that size, but quart size milk box, if you will. It's called, Fluid Master. And it's a model 400A. And it's, right now, it's $10.99 on eBay. And that's the one I like, the 400A. And I think it'll do the job for you, class. We've got Kyle in Montana. Welcome, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Vince. You know, I tuned in late, Vince, but I wanted to make the class aware of a couple of things. I hear the music. I'll wait till after the break.
Okay. Very good. Very good. And let's see. We've got about 15 seconds. So, Kyle, have you ever replaced a toilet fill valve with a Fluid Master 400A?
I have used the Fluid Master, and I really like them.
Great. There you go. All right. We'll be right back.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis, everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy's with us in Ohio, and Kyle's with us in Montana, too. USA Prepares Instructors. Kyle, you had some comments?
Yes. So last time I was on, I told everybody about the parts house that I went to only having 1 gallon of regular 1540 oil. And I just caught, I'm sorry, I tuned in late. I don't know if you've covered this, but, anyway, they only had 1 gallon of it and it was $42. It was that royal purple synthetic. But for some reason, folks, Walmart is being able to get it. I went into Walmart yesterday, here, at a town about 25 miles away, and they had pallets of the Rotella 1540 T5. But here's the odd thing about it. It was only $20 a gallon and change, $20.52 a gallon. So they literally, they're getting it, but it's the synthetic, not the regular 1540. They didn't hardly have any regular 1540 oil there at all. And my wife and I had been saving for like a year, and we were able finally to get her another car and pay cash for it. But it takes 520 weight oil in it. There was only on the entire shelf, there was 4 gallons of 520 weight synthetic, which is what I run. I would run synthetic in these anyway. But there was 520 weight, only 4 gallons on the entire shelf. But I thought it was interesting that they had 2 pallets of the synthetic T5 Rotella and almost none of the regular petroleum-based motor oil. I find that very interesting. And one other thing, you were talking about buy oil because it could go up tomorrow. My wife was just telling me about cheese. About 2 months ago, Vince, they had a closeout at one of the Kroger's there. They put a whole ton of cheese right up front, and they marked it for like $2.30 a 2-pound brick. So we bought like 20 of them. And we just vacuum packed them and froze them. Well, yesterday was my wife told me that they had put their 2-pound brick of cheese on sale for $7.99. So folks, inflation is here for a long time. Don't believe everything you're hearing or anything you're hearing from the zombie in chief. So anyway, that's just a couple of updates of different things that if you need 1540 oil, you might hit Walmart and give it a shot. I mean, I don't like shopping there, but if I have to get what I need, I will.
Okay. I agree with that. Yeah. I agree with that. I have a couple quick comments.
Sure.
Number one, if a car has a slight engine oil leak, let's say out of the front main seal or the real main seal or valve covers, and you're using conventional engine oil, and you switch to synthetic, which Kyle says is available at Walmart, the 15W4 Rotella. If you switch to any full synthetic oil, my experience is that it will take a slight leak and turn it into a gusher.
That's
very, very quickly.
Yep, that is absolutely true.
Okay, because it's more slippery, if you will, and it can seep out of seals way better than conventional oil can. So keep that in mind. Second thing, because of the fraud that was the Orscheln tractor hydraulic fluid, because of that fraud, mislabeling intentionally, there were several brands of oil that were involved in this massive class action suit. Orscheln, Smitty's, and Walmart's SuperTech brand of tractor hydraulic fluid were involved, as I remember it. So I have been avoiding SuperTech brand, which is the house brand of Walmart. But I'm okay with the house brand at AutoZone, which is STP. AutoZone licenses the use of the name STP, which is an old name in automotive racing, well, from the 70s anyway, and 60s probably. They've licensed that logo and that name, and they put it on their house brand of oil. So AutoZone sells STP branded oil filters and oil. AutoZone, we have found, will match the price of house brand oil from Walmart. So if you find a price at Walmart that's lower and you want a price match at AutoZone, they'll probably do it. So it's house brand for house brand. So what we do is we price match if we're in a jam to Walmart's prices. Walmart batteries for automobiles and oil for engines. And you can do the same thing too. And believe it or not, Castrol ATF Plus 4 automatic transmission fluid, $11.49 a quart right now at AutoZone. To me, that's sky high in price. We'll be right back. Kyle, please stay with us if you'd like.
Okay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.